CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Let's start with the top-down cues that you need to know for today. One, U.S. markets ended with gains of 1.5% overnight. Even as Omicron daily infections continue to rise around the world, considering that the severity of the cases so far has been low, has put a lid on the nervousness, which is why we saw Brent crude prices also surge to levels of $78.6 per barrel. Yesterday, we had a big intraday rally in our own markets. The Nifty recovered 1.5% from the day's low to end at the high point of the day with a gain of about 0.5%. And the SGX Nifty is suggesting that even today, there will be some green to start trade with. The cash volumes continue to thin out in the last week of the trading year. Cash volumes were down 3.5% vis-a-vis Friday. FIs will continue to be sellers. They've sold 1,038 crore in the cash market, while the DIIs were buyers to the tune of 955 crore. The Nifty range is broadly seen between 16,800 on the way down to 17,300 on the way up. What will investors watch? I think we've heard a lot of reports about how flight cancellations have taken place globally because of their increase in daily infections. The staff has been infected, because of which a lot of airlines have cancelled their flights. So I think the impact on the economy is going to be watched as Omicron cases continue to rise around the world. That said, let me run you through some of the stocks that you need to keep on your radar today. One of them is Zydus Cadila as well as Dr. Reddy. Because, for the COVID-19 vaccination of 15 to 18-year-olds, which will be beginning from the 3rd of January, the vaccination option is only Covaxin. That would be negative news for Dr. Reddy's as well as Zydus Cadila, which were hopeful. In fact, Sunita Reddy of Apollo Hospitals, who were on our channel yesterday, said that we've not placed any order for ZyCoV-D just yet, and they're not looking to for any further orders of Sputnik 5 as well. So negative news coming in for Zydus Cadila as well as Dr. Reddy's. Separately, yesterday, the subject expert committee has recommended the emergency use authorization for Serum's COVID-19 vaccine, Covovax, as well as Biological Ease vaccine, Corbevax. And they're also granting permission to manufacture and market Merck's COVID-19 oral drug, Molnupiravir. So there's lots happening on the pharmaceutical front, so continue to track that. Apart from that, keep your eye out on Siemens, because over there Tata as well as Siemens JV will be formed, which will develop the metro corridor for Pune Metro under the PPP route. RBL Bank, which was the stock of the day yesterday, it ended with a cut of 18.5%. We've seen a big surge in volumes. Volumes yesterday were nearly 30 times the 10-day average volumes, and the delivery percentage was close to about 16.5%. Shyam Metalics has said they will be carrying out another strategic capacity expansion in their steel products. So that's a stock you need to keep on your radar. Maharashtra Seamless has bagged a 150 crore order. GE Shipping has approved a buyback of 225 crore rupees. Gokul Das Exports, ICRA, has upgraded the outlook to positive from stable. And RBL Bank has extended its co-branded credit card partnership with Bajaj Finance Limited. Have a good trading session. Keep watching CNBC TV18 for news and updates through the day. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you for listening.